Share your thoughts. Expand your views. Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Mary Corrigal is the founder of Corrigal & Company. She is an award-winning critic and academic and founder of the organization. Joins me on the line now to try and understand the art ecosystem in a city like Cape Town. Mary, thank you very much for joining us. Good morning.
Hi, Africa. Thank you so much for inviting me to talk to you this morning.
What is it about our beautiful city, Cape Town, that is just attracting all this contemporary art at the moment? We've got not only the Investec Cape Town Art Fair that is currently underway that continues to attract really some of the best artists from all over the world. The Zeitz Mocha came into play a couple of years ago. We've got the Noval Foundation in the Deep South that truly celebrates contemporary art. What are we doing right?
Well, what we're seeing right at the moment, and it's at its most visible, is that the Cape Town art ecosystem has really evolved over the last 10 years. The fair has been going for about 7 years, so the fair is perhaps partially responsible, but all the sort of activity that's around the fair, from the Art Week, all these non-profit organizations and museums all offering programs, suggests that our art ecosystem is quite vibrant. Why specifically in Cape Town? I would say that it's obviously an attractive destination. It's always brought visitors, and that has really fed into the expansion of the commercial gallery scene. The introduction of the Cape Town Art Fair, which I think was in 2012 or 2013, was a sort of further boost. And then obviously the Zeitz added another little sort of jump start, and here we are.
Art has always, well, some people say, is a reflection of what's happening in communities and society in our world, right? And any good piece of artwork that's worth its salt is going to move you in one way or another. If you come across a piece of artwork and it does absolutely nothing, then perhaps that artist has failed, but perhaps you just don't have a soul. But we'll leave that debate for another day, shall we? Often the criticism that's leveled against the art ecosystem in Cape Town is its demographic. It's very white. If you look at the galleries that are dotted all over Cape Town, they're generally owned by white people. A lot of the artists that they're reflecting sometimes obviously have a better mix. But what impact does the ownership of galleries and therefore people deciding who is the next big thing in the art contemporary world, how is it being so white affecting the ecosystem?
Well, it's skewed. It's dramatically skewed. And it's obviously not a sign of a healthy ecosystem. In our sort of decade-long study of this, which is contained in our inaugural report that we released last year, we did notice this occurring in other art capitals on the continent, predominantly Nairobi. And the impact is that there's a perception that art is for white people only. And obviously this then really limits the growth of the industry considerably, because We're living in a country where the majority of the people should feel that art that is produced in their native country belongs to them. So it's very concerning.
It is indeed. You are using, I suppose, the buzz that is around contemporary art at the moment as a wonderful opportunity to then launch your inaugural art report titled Contemporary African Art Ecology, A Decade of Curating. What is contained in that report?
Quite a 157 pages. Identifying the top 20 African curators and tracking the patterns of their curatorial activities, and how this reveals to us how the African art ecology is structured. So it's a pan-African view, so it's not just looking at South Africa or Cape Town. We will be doing this in our next report, in fact. We do have a chapter looking at the different art capitals, and Cape Town obviously does feature, and it does appear to be the most established art capital on the continent at this time. I think the fact tonight Strauss & Co. are having a contemporary auction, which is completely dedicated to contemporary work, is kind of a first for the continent. So it does suggest that this is the hub at the moment. But that's not necessarily the sort of central findings in this report. It's really looking at how and where African art is validated, which unfortunately tends to occur outside of the continent in Europe's art capitals. So that is another sort of issue that is linked to our art ecology across the continent that we need to shift.
Cannot wait.
Is in fact shifting.
I cannot wait to read it. Thank you very much. Mary Corrigal, founder of Corrigal & Company, and her company will be launching the inaugural art report, Contemporary African Art Ecology, a decade of curating, reflecting really a Pan-African view of curations and exhibitions over the last 10 years, produced by 20 of Africa's most high-profile curators over the decade.